This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, markets sorely. They didn't like the Trump tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
And now the court, which is apparently running the country. Honestly, should we just even not have the next presidential election? We'll just have the courts run the country? Because they know best.
I get your point, but I'm not a fan of that concept.
Yeah, me either. Well, Trump told no tariffs by three judicial dictators, one of whom he appointed. Federal court on Wednesday, it was a three-judge panel, ruled that President Trump does not have the authority under economic emergency legislation to impose sweeping global tariffs. So here's what's gone. The Mexican tariffs, the Chinese tariffs, the Canadian tariffs, and also those 10% across the board tariffs. Now, he's still able to keep some of his tariffs on. The auto tariffs he can still do, they say. The steel tariffs are still a thumbs up because they come, you know, from another law, basically. Aluminum tariffs, they're unaffected by the ruling. But everything else, nope, gone. Can't do it. Too bad. Chinese will just have to kill another 250,000 of us. No biggie. By the way, that's how many they've killed with just fentanyl since 2017. But, you know, whatever. I'm sure some new Americans will be along soon since other judges will just say Trump can't enforce immigration law either. So, you know, it's very frustrating because what this tells the people that Trump is literally smack in the middle of negotiations with. Yeah, don't bother. Liberal judicial dictators will be along to tell the president what to do. Just hold strong and continue doing things to America that aren't fair. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said the judicial coup is out of control. Senator Kenny was on Fox News this morning saying, look, Congress delegated this authority to Trump. He didn't just steal it. So we'll see, but this is absolutely huge. And what this was, Lee, was Democrat attorneys general suing Trump, not Republicans, but Democrats, to stop this. You know what I think? As soon as I saw the lawsuit, this is what I think. I think they're afraid this will work. I think they're afraid the economy will boom. I think they're terrified that the GDP will grow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to run against it. And so they want to knock Trump's legs out from underneath him to keep him from getting a victory.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm
just going to say that you know, between the economy and immigration, those are the two most, for Democrat voters, deadly sins that they're going to have to atone for. And, you know, so anything that will impede Trump with regard to the economy or immigration, you know, they're going to have to fight it.
And this could be a long fight because it says the court does not read IEEPA, the congressional law that gave Trump the ability to do the tariffs, to confer such unbounded authority and sets aside challenged tariffs imposed thereunder. So China, this is a massive win for China. All across China, people going back to work and, you know, getting ready to steal some more intellectual property and doing all of the things that they do. What it doesn't say, so they say Trump has gone too far, he's overstepped his authority, but the problem with the ruling as of yet, and this is the problem we're going to end up with more lawsuits, it doesn't say what his authority actually is because he does have some. So, in other words, it's not saying he can't, it stopped the tariffs from now, yes, but it doesn't say he has no authority either. It just says he overstepped it.
I just want to know where these folks were when the Biden administration and the auto pen were overstepping their executive authority.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because you know what people don't realize? Trump put a set of tariffs on China in the first administration.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the lawsuits on that?
Which the Biden administration kept.
They kept them. And this as Trump is on track right now to generate $255 billion worth of tariff revenue in the first year. He was on track anyway. I tweeted that yesterday. That's the kind of money right there, because for the most part, these people are not raising prices or not raising prices significantly. That may change, but they're not. They're not passing the costs along, which is what we saw with Trump's last tariffs, mm-hmm. which is why I wasn't too worried about that part right. of it. So for the most part, this is also a beginning to be an answer for, you know, our debt, our deficit as well. But definitely ripped away. We can't seem to get anything done in the world because we're having a big family fight. We can't figure out if Iran is our ally or our enemy. If the Democrats are funding them and we're putting sanctions on them to crush their economy. I mean, we can't figure it out as a country.
Well,
we can't come together. We can't work together. It's what's best for the Democrat Party versus what's best for America. We used to be able to have the same enemies, the same friends, yeah. the same goals. We wanted America to succeed. We might not agree on how to do it, but we wanted America to succeed. That's gone. Democrats do not want America to succeed, and this is because they think it'll hurt them politically, and this is why we cannot get anything done in the world anymore.
The current Democrat Party is opposed to the way this country was founded.
Yeah, they want to demolish it.
Yes. I mean, that is the avowed goal of many of the elected officials who are, you know, leading the party right now. Just ask Bernie and AOC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, my son asked me this yesterday. We were on a walk. He said, why is, you know, I'm kind of getting down on America a little bit. Why is America the best country in the world? And he's like, I said, you can't think of any, you know, specific reasons. He said, no. And I told him, I said, look, we're in the middle of a messy fight. We're going to win some battles. We're going to lose some battles. Right. We're going to have good days. We're going to have bad days. Overall, we're heading in a good direction because we weren't even fighting before.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just in decline.
Good, excellent point.
And I told him about the Jeb Bush fundraiser in the Hamptons for all Democrat donors, where he said he was the best one to manage the decline. There was no other option than decline. I said, that's gone. That's out the door. So we've turned a corner. But he asked me that. He said, what makes America special? I said two things that is nowhere else in the world. Number one, First Amendment, freedom of religion and freedom of speech. Right. Number two, backstopped by guns. With the Second Amendment. I said, nobody else on earth has that. That is stronger than law. And I said, any country that does have that, has that level of freedom, you're going to see incredible prosperity. I don't care where you try it. And we were talking about, we looked up how long has America been around, 249 years. You look at what we've accomplished in that small amount of time compared to other societies. And by the end of the walk, he was in a good mood because he loves his country.
Those two points that you mentioned. Now, listen, I will admit, I have never traveled internationally. But from what I have read, been able to understand, people that I've interacted with, those two points, as you said, are essential.
Yes.
To the success and the betterment of this country, and is what makes us better, safer, and more free than any place else in the world. I mean, you look at what's going on in Europe now. What's going on in Africa, Asia, whatever. Anybody who has traveled will tell you, you don't have any idea how the rest of the world lives. The things that people in this country get away with on a daily basis would have you imprisoned on a regular basis. I mean,
there are kiosks in Scotland where you can go to turn in your family and friends for speech crimes that occur verbally in your own home.
Right.
There's a woman in England who just went to prison. She's going to be there for over a year because she was mad about migration. And she was talking about a particular building that migrants were in. She said, I just hope it burns down. Well, is that appropriate? No. Is that Christian? No. Is that something we should say? No. Is that something we should be allowed to say? Oh, heck yes.
Yeah.
And people do. It's constant. I mean, you go through any kind of immigration threat, you're going to see comments like that. Is anything burning the ground? No, it's not. She's going to prison. You've got all of this going on around the world. By the way, thank you, Marco Rubio. Did you see what he just did?
About the Chinese student visas?
Oh, well, them, yeah. And we're going to get back into that. But no, he is revoking the visas for anyone, anywhere in the world. They say it's going to be thousands of people. You cannot travel to America. You'll be put on a banned list if you censor Americans. And he specifically said,
good.
Yeah, he specifically said any of these bureaucrats in the EU with the Digital Services Act. You know when Elon Musk interviewed the head of the opposition party in Germany, who, by the way, now is polling at number one, that part, and they're not allowed to be seen or heard. They can't be on social media. You can't speak of them. They put, just for that interview on X, 200 censors watched it. And they let him know that they were watching it and they were going to fine him. Well, now every one of those censors, you're not coming to America. You're done, bud. No visa. You're persona non grata. And this is going to stretch all over the world. There's a Brazilian judge that has essentially been a dictator with the help of the FBI. I don't know what they're doing down there, but they are. That's been persecuting the populist party there. Anybody who is doing that in a censorship kind of way is going to lose their visa. They can't come to America. So good. You know what that is? That is, here's the thing. You're thinking, well, maybe they don't care if they you know, travel. No, but it is a form of humiliation. And it should be. And this is the first time we have stood up to international speech censorship, period. He is the first person to do it. Obviously, he's working for Trump, so it's Trump and J.D. Vance too, right? But here's the thing about that. When you look at what was going on before, okay, it truly was scary. Not one word from the Democrats, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or Mike Johnson, or John Thune, or Mitch McConnell, not one bloody word when the UK said, we have a right to extradite Americans to the UK for trial for things that they say online. Everybody involved there was not only fine, Mike Johnson funded the Global Engagement Center, which operates outside of America to censor Americans inside America for the things they say on social media, and was working on those prosecutions with the British. Funded it. GOP leadership. It was only targeted at us, by the way, not Democrats. So this is, and Elon Musk and Twitter and Exley bent them to our will and forced Mike to defund that, or it'd still be up and operating. By the way, did you know the Global Engagement Center, this came out last week, they found an internal report for one of their subcontractors bragging they had accomplished their goal of limiting and blunting Trump's message online. That's what we're paying for as taxpayers. I'm sorry, that's what Mike Johnson was funding. He's either dumb or evil. Some days I can't figure out which. But I really go back and forth. But anyway, that's our leadership. So this represents, there's good news here. This is represents the first concrete action America has taken to say no. By the way, these visa restrictions don't just apply to those who censor us, but their families too. Good. No Disney vacation. Go somewhere else.
There you go.
Yeah. So
no trip to Dollywood.
Yeah, and I hope this is just the beginning. We need other punishments, too. We need to find ways to make sure these people cannot operate. I think we should go banking as well. Do they have any bank transactions that cross our wires? Banned. We need to treat them like terrorists, because they are. That's how we need to treat them. Let's apply everything we do to terrorists to people who censor and their families. You want to know why? Because look what just happened to Donald Trump and Barron and Melania and Trump Jr. They were debanked. That's the model. So we need to fight that. And I was thrilled to see Rubio do that yesterday. I cheered. I was so excited. Finally, something, some pushback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.